This is a Gathering Heritage Project podcast recorded in Blackrock, County Louth in Ireland.
Now, one of the things that an awful lot of Dundalk people know about Blackrock is the bathhouses. We're just going to talk a little bit about the bathhouses. And Adrian, just tell me about who owned them, or were they privately owned, or did they own by the council, or who owned them?
Well, Harry, from the 1800s on, there were at different times a number of bathhouses in the Blackrock area. It being a holiday destination.
Yeah. Was it because of the sea, Adrian, that they were there?
Yes.
There was certain water.
Yes, they used water from the sea, and they used the heat of the water, probably with coal. And they used, they were called saltwater baths. They used seaweed. Now, there were a number of bathhouses. I know there was one at the north end of the village owned by the Hapney family, roughly around the area where the bus garage is today. Mm. Now, up further at South End, you had Callan's saltwater baths. Mm. Now, they were in existence right up to the 1970s.
So, was the saltwater water from the sea, and people thought it was healthy, did they?
It was commonplace at the time. I mean, the Romans were using baths, you know, and then bath in England. But the salt water was reputed to have therapeutic yeah. effects for rheumatism and things like that. You also have to remember, when holidays became more accessible to people with better working conditions, into the 1900s, where there were better homes being built, in the town of Dundalk, in all the terraced and semi-detached houses, there were still only toilet facilities, which was a flush toilet. There were no hot and cold running taps. There were no bath facilities.
Are you saying that people went up to wash themselves in?
Not necessarily, Harry, but it was another factor in encouraging people.
Yeah.
And the reason this would have been so popular at Blackrock is because, again, proximity to Dundalk. You're only 4 miles from Dundalk. Now, Callan's had the baths there for many years.
And was it free, or did you have to pay?
You had to pay. You had to pay to go into the baths, and I think it was about 2 shillings a go.
Right.
Yes.
And was it open to men and women at the same time, or was there places for...
I would have to research that further, Harry, but from what I know of baths in general, there were often a part of the baths for women and a part of the baths for men.
Right. Okay.
That was in a lot of cases.
Now, the Callan's one was up beside where Jerry's Hardware is.
Yes.
That's people listening
yes.
to us. With that would
yeah, the original building was on the ground where Jerry Rogers' family home is today. Jerry had a bed and breakfast guest house there for some time, and previous to that he had the post office, which is now, although run by Jerry's family, is located elsewhere. And before that he had a hardware shop.
Now, you were talking earlier on about people gathering, locals gathering seaweed. Was
yes.
that for the baths?
The local children right up into the late 60s gathered seaweed from the beach. Yes, and you got about 2 old pence a bag for the seaweed. And that was used then in the water, which was heated and used for
And
the
was it hygienic
baths.
At the time, do you think? Well, of course, it's like pasteurised milk and everything like that now, isn't it? At that time,
I suppose it was as hygienic as anything, Harry, and it depended on your resistance. Bar that, I don't really know.
Yeah.
It's certainly a lot of these things would not do today with health and safety.
How long did they last then? Like, they were very popular way back in the
from about the
1800s
on, to around the 1970s. And
is this why people started getting baths in their houses? And
well, a number of things happened, Harry. The holidays declined in local villages. Like, Blackrock was not the big holiday destination it had once been. People had more money to go further afield, and they also modern travel, air travel and cruises and all of that brought people abroad for their annual holiday. Mm. You then have in your own home baths, jacuzzis, all of that sort of thing. So it was just a whole change in lifestyle that happened in the late 60s into the early 70s.
And did people go especially from Dundalk up to the baths?
Oh, they would. Yeah. They would definitely go from Dundalk up to the baths. As I say, it was only 4 miles away. They had the bus service, Halfpenny's bus service. Previously to that, they had McGill's brakes. And you could cycle to Blackrock. You could walk to Blackrock. So it was very, very accessible.
Yeah. I remember now around about the 1960s, the early 60s, coming up to Blackrock, and they were still there at that time.
Yes. Well, obviously, Harry, I don't, you know, I am too young to remember that. Yeah. But the Boyle family, I'm married to Michael Boyle, his family remember them there, and some of the family remember, the children remember collecting the seaweed for the bats.
And what happened then? When they closed down, the building was left there for years, wasn't it?
Yes, like a number of buildings in Blackrock, when the whole holiday thing went into decline, these buildings lay idle. And then as Blackrock gathered momentum again as a suburb, again because of its facilities and its proximity to Dundalk, a lot of the old buildings were quickly demolished. You know, the land was sold on and new buildings built on them.
Yeah.
So you have a whole change in landscape there, Harry. Yeah.
And would it have been a lovely thing, like an awful lot of things in Dundalk that's knocked down, like only recently there, Wallace's seed shop at the square,
yes,
which was knocked down. Would it have been a good idea, rather than demolish it in 1975, to have cleaned it up and showed people something from going back?
As somebody who's interested in history, I would love to think we could restore everything and keep it as a monument, but that's not realistic, Harry. No. And I do know about Blackrock, a lot of these buildings, they did not have a great architectural importance.
Yeah, yeah.
You know, Callan's Baths, I'd say, was fairly plain sort of a building.
Yeah.
And that's where Jerry Rogers is. And when you move next door to the two sets of apartments, it would not have been a great idea either, we'd say, to keep the lifeboat Boyle's tea rooms. That would not have been a good thing to keep intact either,
no,
for various reasons that I can go into. Same with the Pavilion Ballroom. So some things could certainly be kept, but a lot of them, no.
Yeah, and particularly the baths. So yes, they were demolished in 1975.
The baths, I believe, were demolished in 1975.
Well, that's the history now of Callan's Baths, and people of my age would remember it. I was never in them, actually, but I did see, I remember going up as kids and looking at people going in and out to them, but they're not there anymore, and just a sign of the times, Adrian, again.
The times are always changing, and they're changing very, very fast at Blackrock, and there's a great and very interesting history to all the buildings on the main street.
And Callan's Bath is one of those.
Listen to lots more undiscovered heritage at gatheringheritage.com.